Proclamation number 7683 of 27th of August, 1960. Cycle. Graces earned on the cross. You had to work your way up through great depths before you were allowed to enter existence as a human being, for you had to take the path through all works of creation which took an infinitely long time and which began in the deepest depth, in hard matter, which you had to overcome step by step until you had reached the height which enabled you to embody yourselves as a human being. The course of development can be completed for you after this earthly life, so that you are free from all external forms and enter the kingdom of the beyond freely and powerfully. But it can also be a cycle for you when you fall from the hitherto reached heights of the abyss again, when the same course is to repeat itself and you cannot defend yourselves against the fate which is extremely agonizing but which you cannot be spared. For you have a task in earthly life, and if you fail to fulfill this task then the fall and then the same ascent through all works of creation will certainly await you. You would be frightened if you could look down into the depths from which you came. You would do everything in order to be able to step out of the cycle at the end of this life, but it will certainly repeat itself as long as you don't fulfill your earthly task, as long as you don't strive for and achieve the last degree of perfection on earth, which, however, is also possible, for you receive grace upon grace. And you can truly become blessed by grace. You are unable to do anything on your own. Divine support must always be granted to you, but then you will surely reach the height and your final aim on earth. You can enter the spiritual kingdom in freedom and light and strength and be indescribably happy. But you must make use of the graces which are supplied to you without restriction during your earthly life as a human being. And this is solely a matter of your free will, and no human being or spiritual being can have a determining effect on you. You have to ask for blessings and thereby show your willingness to use these blessings for your soul's salvation. For thereby you also prove that you are willing to return to God. That you thus acknowledge a God and in him also your Father from eternity. Once you refuse to acknowledge your God and Creator, you set yourselves apart from him, you isolated yourselves from him against better knowledge. And thus his strength of love no longer met you. But now you must desire it. You must turn to your God and Father in the desire to be united with him again, as it was in the beginning. And you will also irrevocably achieve this union as soon as your desire is serious. For then you will also do everything he tells you to do, you will fulfill his commandments which he gave you through Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. You will live in love and in love also find union with God. And then you will also make use of all the blessings which consist of being addressed by him, of living out his word, so that you will not only be hearers but real doers and may receive ever more of the divine blessings with which he abundantly bestows upon you in order to help you reach the final aim. You are too weak on your own but with his help you will succeed, and he provides his help out of love, even though you don't deserve it since you voluntarily left him. But as soon as you voluntarily want to return to him again he will take your will as an admission of your past guilt, and then he will bestow upon you the blessings acquired by Jesus Christ on the cross. The blessings he himself acquired for you through his death on the cross in order to be able to help you in your ascent upwards. He redeemed your great guilt of sin on the cross, but you must go under the cross in goodwill and ask him for forgiveness. And then you will be able to receive grace without limit. You will also make use of the grace for your perfection. You will live your earthly life in God's will, and your great guilt of sin will be forgiven you for the sake of Jesus Christ, who out of love for you has redeemed the guilt so that you may become blessed. For then you will make use of the graces which he himself purchased for you on the cross. Amen.